Okay, today's daf is Vachem Daf Gimel. We are holding on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We are about seven lines before the end of the page, and we were in the middle of contrasting the din of Lishma that you have by a get with the din of Stam by a get and the din of Stam by Kachim. The Gemara discusses how by Stam Karban, which is, we assume it's Lishma, but a Stam Get, we assume is not Lishma. So we went through yesterday four possibilities of where we know that Stam Zvachim are Kasher and are considered to be Lishma. So we're going to start today with five possible sources that a Stam Get is in fact Pasul. The Gemara is then going to go on to ask on the Shita of Rav. Rav says that while a chatas that is shechted l'shem a karban ola is pasul, because it's shalol l'shma, it's l'shem, the wrong karban, but if it's a shechted l'shem chulin, it's shechted not for a karban at all, that's going to be kosher. So apparently, the Gemara makes this assumption, or this deduction, that it's better to be lav mina. An ola is more similar to a chatas than a chulin is to chatas. Chulin is totally not a carbon at all. So apparently better to have kavana l'shem something that's lav mina, that's not the min at all, than to have kavana l'shem something that is the min. The discussion of that and the challenges to the Shita of Rav are going to bring us to a distinction, or a possible distinction, in the halachas of tumah and tara. The halacha normally is that anything, when there's tumah in the avir kli cheres, in the airspace of a kli cheres, anything else that's in that kli cheres is also going to become tameh. But what if you have something else that's inside another kli, inside that kli cheres? Would tocho also become tameh? And the Gemara is going to distinguish possibly between something that's in another kli inside the kli cheres and something that's on the other side of a partition within a kli cheres. What if in the middle of the oven you have a wall, and on one side you have the tumah, on the other side you have food? Is that any different than being inside a kli? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to ask again on Rav, where it seems that Rav has a stira. On the one hand, Rav says that a chatos that shechted l'shem somebody else who's chayiv a chatos, a shinoi bailim of somebody who's chayiv a chatos, is pasul, but if shechted l'shem somebody else who's chayiv an ola, it's kasher, and that seems to imply that it's better to be lav mina, that better to shecht l'shem a bailim who's chayiv an ola. But on the other hand, Rav holds that if you shecht l'shem an actual carbon chatas, it's kosher. L'shem an actual carbon ola, it's pasul. Seems to be better to be mina and not lav mina. So most of the daf is going to discuss this notion of mina versus lav mina. Is it better to be more similar, better to be less similar in terms of the kashrus of a carbon? But let's begin with the finishing up yesterday's discussion about stama by a get. So we are on the first one line is the gabi get, seven lines from the bottom. The gabi get de stama pasul minalan. Where do we know that a stam get is going to be puzzled, that a get has to be written the kas of la lishma l'shem the isha, and if it's not written lishma, it's going to be puzzled. So the Gemara is going to have five possible sources. Source number one, ilema mehadatan, you're going to tell me it's from the following Mishnah. Hayover b'shuk, a guy is walking in the market. Vishama sofrim makrin, and they hear sofrim who are writing gittin, and they're saying, oh, they're reading a get that they have just written, and it says ish ploni girish plonis mimakum ploni. They pick sample names, so they pick a name of a guy, a name of a girl, common Jewish names, and a common Jewish community, and it just so happens the guy is walking by and he says v'amar zeshmi. That's my name. That's my wife's name. That's where we live. It must be a siman min hashamayim. He takes it that it's time to divorce his wife. So pasul l'garish, but he may not use that get to divorce his wife because it wasn't written lishma. But don't you see that it's pasul l'garish, even though it wasn't written shalol lishma, it was written stam apparently. So stam get is pasul. Says Gemara, no. Dilma k'drav papa. Dam rav papa hachal b'sof masuim l'slamid askinan v'luchtu l'shum kri. This isn't a get that was written stam for anybody who by that name who might want to use it. This was not written to be a get at all. This was written as practice. It was not written as a get at all. So it's only sofrim Hasuyim L'Islamid, which isn't written L'Shem Gerishin at all. Now, Masecha Sota and Davchaf and Beis, Tosavir points out, there's a Machlokas Tanaim, whether a Megillas Sota has to be written L'Shma. A woman's a Sota, they're going to erase the Megillas Sota in the waters, doesn't need to be written L'Shma. So Rav Papa says that even the Chachamim who hold that it has to be written L'Shma, it could be that it's Davka, if it's written L'Shem Sota Achas, we're not going to be Mashka with it a Sota Acheres. But a Parsha Sota that's written in the Sefer Torah is kosher to be Mashka a Sota because that's written Bistama. So that's good enough if you take a Parsha Sota that was written for the sake of a Sefer Torah and you use it for the actual Parsha Sota. So Tosus over there says, yeah, Dafka by Megillah Sota it's kosher. But by a Get, the Gemara in Git in Yotessa and Beis, someone gives a Sefer Torah Le'ishto, Almanas to be Megarish her with the Parsha's Gerishin that it says in the Sefer Torah, we're not Choshish for the Gerishin, because the Sefer Torah was not written L'Shma. So Tosus explains, what's the Chilik? That a Sota that's Nistra is Omedes L'Kach, that we should write and erase a Megillah L'Tzorech, giving her the Mei Sota. But a Stam Isha is Lav L'Gerishin Omedes. So in the Sefer Rosh HaMizbeach, on the Tosos, he raises the question, yes, she's Omedes L'Ashka, but she's not Omedes to erase Dafka, this Parsha that's written in the Sefer Torah. Just like Tosa said yesterday about an Isha that's Mezana, she's a Medes Ligerishin, but not a Medes Ligerishin, Dafka with this get. So in the Sefer Otzer Chaim, he suggests that there's a difference between the din of Lashma by a get and the din of Lashma by Megillah Sota. By a get, the sofer cannot be Miyachi the get, L'Shem Ha'ish V'Isha, without a Tzivoy Abal. He needs to be commissioned by the husband to make this get, L'Shem the Ish and L'Shem the Isha. If he writes it b'stama, even though the woman is omedes l'gerishin, it's still taller in the das habal, which get he's going to be megarishin. As opposed to a sota, once she's omedes l'ashka, it has nothing to do with the das of the baal, which megillah you're going to use to be mashka the sota. And therefore, a sefer Torah that's nichtav b'stam is considered to be nichtav l'shma. See, Tosafot over here references the problem, the issue, the stira between sota and over here, but Tosafot doesn't tell us what the svara is to be mechalik. So that's a little bit more color when you learn the sugin sota with the Tosus there and the achronim. So first possibility of how we know that a stam get is possible has been rejected. Elameha, second possibility, last two words on the page, Elameha, Yeser Alkein, Kosov Legarish Ishto. A guy writes a get with the intention of being Megarish's wife, Vinimlach, and then he changes his mind, he reconciles with his wife. But he's got this get, you know, it's not cheap, I guess, to hire a sofer, skill, you know, it takes skill to write a get, so now he's got this get. What's he going to do with it? It shouldn't go to waste. So the Matzo Ben Iro, Va'amarlo, Shmike Shimcha, V'shemish. He finds someone else who lives in the same city, has the same name as him, his wife has the same name as the other guy's wife, and he says, how's your shalom bayis? And he starts up a conversation. He says, oh, okay, so maybe you can use this get that I wrote for my wife. So, pasul legarish, but no, the other fellow cannot use that get to be megarish. So, don't you see, because it's written stoma, that it's a problem? Says, well, no, dilma shiny hasam, dintiklei l'shem gerishin da'ahu. Who said anything about stoma? That was dafka written for the gerishin of the first guy. So that's not written as stoma. How would that possibly be a raya in the sugya of stoma? It's so much of a problem how this would possibly be a raya that Tosos raises the question in Dibra Masal Kasav, Tema, Ma'inyan Ze Itzel Stam. What was the Hava Amina of the Gemara to think that this is called Stam? This guy wrote it for himself and his wife. That is not Stam. Stam is when it says no intention whatsoever. Who writes a get and then changes their mind and decides not to use it? It's not someone who's absolutely certain that they're going to be megarish their wife. You know, maybe the fact that he changed his mind afterwards is megala that he didn't have full intention when he was writing the get to necessarily use it, and that he was leaving it somewhat open ended. That's how Tosfos suggests. Shita Mukubetza says that the Gemara initially must have assumed that since it's not just that the fact that he was Nimlach is Megala, that he must have been thinking about not doing it. Shita Mukubetza says no. The Gemara initially assumes that since there's somebody else in the city with his name, married to a woman with the same name as his wife, Mistama, when the Sofer was writing the get, he was trying to keep all his options open. He did not want to write it Dafka for this couple, because who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe this guy's going to drop dead and there's not going to be a need for a get. So since the Sofer was aware of the multiple people in the city with the same name, who this get would be kosher for, maybe he was writing it Bistam. So that's the Hava Amina of the Gemara. Okay, but either way, that Hava Amina requires explanation, because it seems obvious that in that case it's not really a Stam case. So we're still on the lookout. We're still looking. Where do you find that a Stam get is going to be puzzle? Ella, a third possibility. Meha. Yes, Al Kain, Yeshlo Shtei Nashim, Sheshmosei and Shavels. A person has two wives. One man, he has two wives, and their names happen to be the same. Kasav Legarish Esagadola, Lo Yegarish Bosakatana. If he wrote the get with his name, his wife's name, and his intention at the time of writing the get was to use it for the older of the two wives, let's say, he cannot then change his mind and use it for the younger of the two. Why? Apparently, because even though it was Stam, it's no good. So says, what are you talking about? That's not Stam Dumma Shiny Asam. Didn't declare the same Gerishin Daihi. No, when he wrote it, he was intending on using it for somebody, for the older of the two wives. And now he's changing it for somebody else. What does this have to do with Stam? This is not about Stam at all. So over here, not the Rishonim, but the Achronim are bothered by the Kasha. How did the Gemara not see this answer coming? Meaning, obviously, it was only Daihi. Sfas Emes points out, especially in light of the fact that the Gemara already gave the Dechia to the previous section of the Mishnah, that Stam Apostle, that any time it's l'shem another ish, it's not called stama, it's considered nituk milishma, it's considered to be completely separated and detached from being lishma. So what was the hava mina to bring this second raya? Obviously it was written l'shem the gedolah, you can't use it l'shem the katana, that's not stama. So the Sfas Emes suggests that in the Reisha, it was more mistaver that the Sofer was writing the get l'shem ish zed dafka, because he was the one that was mitzava on the ksiva. He's the one that asked for the ksiva, but in the Seifa, that the nidon is about l'shem ha'isha, it could be that the Sofer has no idea when this husband comes, who the woman is that the get is going to be used for. Because this man has two wives, and they both happen to have the same name. It could be the Sofer. Forget about the husband. Yeah, the husband may have had that in mind, that he's going to be Megarish the Gedolah. But the Sofer, when he was writing it, had no idea which wife. He wasn't going to pry. You tell me I should write your name. Okay, so I know it's for you. And you tell me I should write the name of wife. But they both had the same name. So the Sofer was completely stumma. So that was the Hava Amina of the Gemara. So either way, we rejected it. So now the Gemara moves on to Raya number 4. Elamei ha, Yeser al Kain, Amar lelavlor, Ksov uleize she'erza agarish, Pasal agarish bo. You go to a Sofer, you say, write the get, and whichever one I decide later on, I'll be Megarish, that's the one that I'm going to use this get for. You may not use that get because it was written stama, and that's not good enough. Says Gemara, no, Dilma Shaini Hasam, De'ein Breira. Maybe that's worse, because that relies on the issue of Breira. And if you say Ein Breira, if you write a get Almanas Legarish, so that whichever one you choose, that's worse than a stama. Rashi explains, because maybe at the time that you wrote it, you didn't have das l'shem zu, elo l'shem ha'acheres. You didn't have das for this one, but for the other one, because breira, breira makes it worse. It's unclear why breira makes it worse, meaning it seems that stama is an example that's exactly, you know, that's an application of breira. Right, stamas, I'm writing it without attaching any particular significance to it, and then later on I decide where I'm going to attach the significance. So the Achronim struggle a little bit over here. What exactly is the difference between Breira and Stama? And also, you know, Lemaskana, is the Gemara necessarily saying the two sugyas are connected to each other, or is that only a Hava Min of the Gemara that they might be connected to each other. Meaning, Karanora points out from the Pashtus of this Gemara, it turns out that only according to the Havamina, that Stam is Kasher Beget, the reason the Mishnah passels the Ezo Sheretz Agarish is because of Ein Breira. But Lefia Emes, that Stam is Pasel, then the Get is going to be Pasel, even if generally you hold Yesh Breira. So the Karanora questions whether that holds true when you look at the Sugyas in Gittin. But rather, says the Gemara, Elameha. Fifth and final possibility, how do we know that a stam get is pasul? Hakosif tov se gitin. Sarach shi'aniach makom ish, makom isha, makom edim, makom azman. If you're writing get forms, you want them available, like they have ksuba forms you could go buy in the Judaica store, where all you have to fill in are the names, the dates, the place. You have to fill in the things that could be variable, but the basic text is there, so that's what you have to do. You have to leave out all of these details when you're writing it. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, af tzorach she'aniach makom, harei at muteres l'kol adam. You even need to leave out that key line of harei at muteres l'kol adam, because that has to be written l'shma, and just writing it stam is apparently not good enough. So you see that notion again of stam. As Rabbi Feldman mentioned last night, this sugya comes up in the discussion about l'shem yichud, when it comes to reciting l'shem yichud before any given mitzvah. It's very popular by Sfiras HaOmer, but the Nodbiyud Madura Kama Yerodea Simon Sadi Gimel was asked, what exactly is the proper nusach of L'Shem Yichud? And the Shoel assumes that one should say L'Shem Yichud, and one of his rayas is our sugya, that a get, you have to say that you're doing a beferish, L'Shem Gerishin. Gomer Belibo, you have to be Motzi B'Svasav, that you're saying L'Shem Gerishin. So maybe that should be true of all mitzvos, that you should have to say that what the mitzvah is about. So Al Pi Sod, you explain that it's L'Shem Yichud, Kutsh Brichu, whatever the nusach is. So the Nodeb Yudah says, the very sugya you're bringing a raya from is a stira to your idea, because the Gemara explicitly distinguishes between a get isha versus kadshim. An isha is stama lav legerishin amedes, so that's why you have to say that you're doing it lishma. Kachim are kasher, even bestama, because stama l'shma nomdin. He says, and what are mitzvos? Are mitzvos kadosh, or are mitzvos like a get isha? He says, our mitzvos are kikachim. They're kachi gavoa when you do mitzvos. And therefore, stama l'shma omdin. And he says, and it's called the chomer. If by kachim, where there's a mitzvah to do beferush l'shma, like the sugya says, that l'shem shishu dvar mazevach nizbach, that we learned yesterday, nevertheless, Bezin says that Bezin daf made a rule, don't say that you're doing it l'shma, because they were afraid you might say the wrong thing. You might say that you're doing it shalol l'shma. So by kachim, they're worried about that. So all the more so, where it's a chashash rachob, kal v'chomer by kavanos hatfila and mitzvos, where there are kama ikule pshure, there are so many pitfalls, kama chashash kotet benetios, you're going to get into Kabbalistic things and inyanim, and you could so easily stumble in those things. So he says, kasheri inu calls up in Moface. We know, we've seen people stumble with these things, with these deeper mystical thoughts. Pashut, he says that you shouldn't be mechavin at all for these things. Do the mitzvah, mitzvah srichas kavana. What do you mean don't be mechavin? Mitzvah srichas kavana means you have kavana that you're doing tzivoy abore. That's it. It does not mean that you have kavana what you're being poel in the olamos helyonim. Nothing like that. It just means that you're doing tzivoy abore. You're doing the ratzon Hashem. That is the entire inyan of mitzvos srichas kavana. So that's what the Nodeb Yudah said. Nodeb Yudah got so upset. At one point he writes, you know, this about such a thing, I would say that tzadikim yelchubam v'chasidim yikashlubam. Instead of finishing it off, poshim yikashlubam. When they reprinted the Nodeb Yudah later on, they thought it was too much. So they changed that word from chasidim yikashlubam to poshim yikashlubam. So Nodeb Yudah's son said, my father was such a tzadik, he turned the poshim into Chassidim, but now they turned the Chassidim back into Poshim, so they did something so terrible. Okay, so but that's how Nodeb Yudah relates to perhaps this sugya. Says the Gemara further now. Now a brand new topic. Once we have established that the inyan of Lishma by a get is such that one cannot do a get stam. So the Gemara moves on and asks a stira within with another stira within Rav. So su rami milsa achriti, another kasha that Rava asks mi amar Rav Yuda amar Rav, meaning in addition to the stira we had yesterday and we've been discussing between a stam get and stam karban, another stira within Rav. Miyam Rav Yudam Rav, Chatos Shachta L'Shem Ola Psula. Does Rav Yudam Rav really hold that Chatos that you shach L'Shem Karban Ola is Psula, but Shachta L'Shem Chulin Kshera? If you Shachta L'Shem Chulin, that's going to be kosher? Alma Dimina Machriva. It seems like a Machshava L'Shem, another Karban, which is at least similar to it, is going to destroy it and passel it. Like a Chatos that you shach L'Shem Ola, they're both Kodshim, so that's going to destroy it. But the Lav Mina, lo machruba, but you have something you have in mind, something that's not its min at all, that's not going to ruin it. You shecht it l'shem chulin, that's going to be perfectly kosher, that's not going to destroy anything. Ura minu, but I'll ask you a stira. It says in the Mishnah Gittin, kolaget shenichtav shalo l'shem isha pasul, that any get that's not written l'shem, this isha is going to be pasul, va'afilu l'shem ovedus kochavim nami pasul. And even if you write it in l'shem, a non-Jewish woman, it's possible. So you see that even though machshava l'shem anachris is not a bas gerushin at all, she's certainly not mina of the type of woman that you can divorce. Nevertheless, it passels it. Not like Rav, who says, no, delo mina, when it's so far out, when it's totally out of left field, it's completely out of the category, that's not going to passel. No, you see, not like Rav. So says Gemara Vishani, Rava answers the stira as follows. Get dala vodus chavim minei havale stama. Even if you would take away the machshava that the person has by a get, to write it l'shem, a non-Jewish woman, so then it reverts back to being a stam get. And what's the din by a stam get? Well, we just got through saying stama puzzle, that by a get stam is puzzle. Kodshim dal chulin minayu havale stama. And by kodshim, if you take away the machshava l'shem chulin from what you're doing with the kodshim, so what it reverts back to being stama. And stama ksherim. By chulin, it happens to be, that was the whole previous sugya, that stam is kosher. Says Mar Rama Milsa Achriti. Rava asks another stira. Miyam Rav Yudam Rav, chatas shachta l'shem ola psula, shachta l'shem chulin kshera? Does Rav Yudam Rav really hold that a chatas that you shacht l'shem another carbon, a carbon ola, is going to be possible? But if you shacht it not for a carbon at all, you shacht it stam for chulin, that's going to be kosher? Alma demina machruba delomina lo machruba, again implying that something that's at least within the ballpark of a karban, so it was a chatas, you're doing l'shem ola, that's going to destroy it. But when it's totally out of left field, you're doing a chulin, that's not going to destroy it. Iva tanya, but we have another brisa that talks about the dinim of tuma, specifically tumas klicheres, where we make a drasha tocho velo toch tocho, that if you have a sheretz that's inside the airspace of a klicheres, an oven, let's say, and inside that oven there's another kli whose opening is outside of the oven, but the kli is inside that oven, and inside that other kli there's a food. The food does not become tameh from the airspace of the oven. Va'afilu kli shetef matzil, and even if that kli in the inside of the oven is not a klicheres, it's a kli that can be mekabel tuma from the outside, it could still save the food that's inside the inner kli, because even the outer kli is not actually becoming tameh. It's true, we're talking about a metal kli, let's say, so it could become tameh from touching the outside, unlike a kli cheres, which only becomes tameh from the inside, me'aviro, but a kli does not become tameh by being in the avir of a kli cheres. A kli, you need to have maga, it needs to touch tuma in order for it to become tameh. The avir of a kli cheres could be metameh, Ochlim kelim, but it cannot be metame. I'm sorry, ochlim, but it cannot be metame kelim. So this is a kasha on Rav. Why? Because Rav said lav mina lo machrivba. So according to Rav, why is it that the food inside a kli shetef, inside the inner kli shetef, is not tame? Just like a machsheves chulin is not considered anything legabe kachim because it's lav mina, so a kli shetef should not be considered anything legabe a kli cheres, and therefore because it's lav mina, and it should not have the capacity to protect its contents. So you have to say that it's considered, it should just be considered the regular tocha shel tanur. So, and the food should be tamei. You have to say that apparently, even though it's lav mina, it's still considered significant. So says Gemara Vishani, Rava answers, no, really anything that's not mino is not machrev bo. It's not going to ruin anything. It's just klishetev is also considered mina. It's also like the klicheres, because at least they're both kalim. Chulim legabe kachim, those are two totally separate things. It's not a parallel to say, oh, chulin to kachim are like klei shetef to klei cheres. Not true. Asu chulin etzel kachim kimechitza etzel tanur. You know what chulin is? You know what the better parallel would be? Chulin to kachim would be like having a wall right down the middle of your oven. If you had a wall right down the middle of your oven, and on one side you had a sheretz, and on the other side you had food, the mechitza would not be able to split between the two. It would not be chotzei, so the food would absolutely become tamei. Ma mechitza etzel tanur lo mahani lo klal, the mechitza, because it's a totally separate thing, is not going to be able to be mafsik the airspace of the oven. So chulin etzel kachim lo mahani lo klal. So chulin by kachim is not going to be oker the shame of the kachim, and it's not going to passel as because it's eino mino. So the Gemara brings, once we mention this din of mechitza, the Gemara brings the Mishnah that discusses this din of mechitza by an oven. So ditnan, the Mishnah says in the 8th parak of Maseches Kelim, tanur shechatzatzu b'nesarim o b'yirios. You have a tanur made out of cheres, and you make a wall down the middle with boards or with curtains, something to separate. A mechitza somewhere in the middle of the tanur. V'nimtza sheretz b'makom echad, and there's a sheretz on one side of that wall, hakol tamei. Even the food on the other side of that wall is going to become tamei. Kaveres shihi p'chusa upkuka b'kash. Let's say you have a basket that's ripped open and you just stuff it with straw to fill in the hole. Umishul shelis la'avir atanur, and it's lowered into the airspace of the tanur. It's hanging in the airspace of the tanur. Sheret b'tocha hatanur tamei. If there's a sheret in that kli, it's going to be metame the entire inside of the tanur. Sheret b'tanur ochel shebetocha tamein. And if there's a sheret in the tanur, everything in that kli is going to be tamei, because the basket has a hole in it, so it's not called a kli. It now takes on the status of stam mechitza, and a mechitza, we're saying, does not have the capacity, does not have the ability to be mafsik the airspace of the tanur into two separate compartments. So the entire airspace of the tanur is still considered one unit, and therefore the tum is going to transfer easily. But Rabbi Elazar Mitaher, Rabbi Eliezer says that the food that's on the other side of that kli inside the tanur is going to be tahar, and the food inside the kli is going to be tahar, because a mechitza helps to split a tanur into two, and to split between the compartment of the tanur where there's a sheretz and the compartment of the tanur where there's ochel. And Rabbi Eliezer explains why he thinks this is so. The Gemara so far seems to have been assuming not like Rabbi Eliezer, because the Gemara was saying until now, no, there's a difference between being in a kli and being on the other side of a mechitza. Being in a kli, the food being in a kli is well protected. The food being on the other side of a mechitza is not protected at all. But here you have Rabbi Eliezer saying that even on the other side of the mechitza, the food is going to be protected. So the Gemara is going to come back to challenge and say, wait, were we only talking according to one shita in Tanayim? But first we explain the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, kal v'chomer, im hitzel b'meis ha-chomer, lo tatzel b'klicheres ha-kal, he says, I bring kal v'chomer from the dinim of tumas ohel ha-meis. That, let's say you have an ohel ha-meis, and there's a mechitza. So the meis is only metame what's in the room that the meis is in, not what's on the other side of the mechitza. So why shouldn't we say the same thing in a tanur? That you have a mechitza in the tanur, but tumas sheretz is not as chomer as tumas meis, it should be matzel, whatever's on the other side. So I'm alo, the chama said, nah, it's not a good kal v'chomer. Im hitzel normally people divide an ohel with mechitzos, so therefore whatever's on the other side of the mechitzos is considered in a different ohel, because that's a natural way to divide a house with mechitzos. You're going to say the same thing by a klicheres, where who divides up a kli by making partitions inside of the kli? So the other side of the partition is not considered a separate compartment, a separate place that's going to save the tumah from transferring from one place to the other. But now the Gemara Gemara says, okay, let's go back to the Memra of Rav, that a chatas that you shechted the shame chulin is kosher. Why? Because it ain't omino lo machrev ba, something that's totally out of the category, chulin, which is totally out of the category, doesn't ruin anything, says Marha teinach l'rabanan. Yeah, that works very well according to the Rabbanan, that only a kli will protect its contents inside of an oven, because but not a mechitza, because a mechitza is not a kli, and a mechitza is ein omino. But Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds that even a mechitza can protect what's on one side from the tumma that's on the other side, so then what are you going to say to answer Rava's kasha on Rav? You see that even that which is ein omino is machrivbo, is consequential. Even that which is out of the category. So what? Rav was only going according to the Chacham and not according to Rabbi Eliezer? So I would have thought, yeah, okay, that's not so unusual that an Amora will say something, Aliba de Hilchusa, and generally we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but for some reason the Gemara doesn't accept that. Rabbi Eliezer, Kal v'chomer ka'amar. Rabbi Eliezer had a specific Kal v'chomer that if it saves in Tumas Meis, in Tumas Oel Meis, Kol Shekein Mechitza should be good enough to save from Tumas Sheretz, and it's only because of that Kal v'chomer that he's mitayer. So it's dafka from his Kal v'chomer that you see what he would generally hold. That by Kachim, even Rabbi Lez would be moda, that which is ein omino is lo makrev bo. If it's not in the category, then it doesn't have any effect whatsoever. So says Gemara, I hachi hasam nami lema Kal v'chomer. Well, why don't you say the same Kal v'chomer by Kachim? That Kachim mechalim Kachim, chulin lo kolshkein. If Kachim has the ability to be mechal Kachim, which means I have something that is a carbon, I have in mind for a different carbon. Now I've been mechalal by having in mind for a different carbon. So I would think for sure if I have in mind for chulin, that is mechalal, right? Chulin should be a greater mechalal than other kachim are as a mechalal. So he could have said the same exact kal v'chomer when it comes to kachim. No, elatayma derav kirabi el ozar. The reason for Rav that if you shech the chatos l'shem chulin is that it's not going to be mechalal it. Is not a svara, it's a gzeres hakasov that Rabbi Lazar taught. Dam Rabbi Lazar, my time at the Rav, v'leichalu es kachim b'nei Yisrael, es asher yarimu l'Hashem. Kachim mechalim kachim, ve'in chulin mechalim kachim. Kachim could be mechalal other kachim, but chulin cannot be mechalal other kachim. That's what v'lo yichalalu is. That no machshava for anything else is going to be mechalal kachim other than kachim related machshavos. Only kachim related machshavos can have an effect. Alma, asakra, afke mikal v'chomer. Wow, so it sounds like we would have had a kal v'chomer, but a gzeres hakasuv comes and uproots the kal v'chomer. Right? We have this drasha to be machshir kachim that you shech l'shem chulin against what we would have assumed from a kal v'chomer. Well, then why don't we say the same thing by Tumah? Hasanami, hachanami, leisei tocho, lafke mikal v'chomer. Let the word tocho ruin the kal v'chomer. Yeah, there's a kal v'chomer that oel ames. If a mechitza helps to be matzil by an oel ames, so kal v'chomer a mechitza should be matzil by Tumas Sheretz. But let the word tocho teach us that any food that's inside the oven is tamei, even on the other side of a mechitza. So shouldn't we say the same idea? So Gemara says no. According to Rabbi Lazar, the word tocho is not used to teach me that food that's inside an inner kli in an oven is tahar. Hay tocho mi bayli la'ochlin shegiblan betit. The word tocho is used to teach me, let's say you have food and you completely surround it with cement or something in a way where you cannot have access to the actual food itself now because it's completely surrounded by some wrapping. So, salka, v'chnisal na'avir tanur, and you put it inside the avir of the tanur. Salka, da'itachamina, ho'el b'negiyah lo metame, that since you can't be metame at b'negiyah because you can't touch it, ba'avirunami lo metamu, so it shouldn't become tame in the avir of a tanner either. Kamash Malan. That's what Tocho comes to teach us. That's what the drush of Tocho is, that only Tocho of a tanner does not become Tameh, but Tocho, that which is Tocho, even if it's covered in tit, it's covered in something else, nevertheless, it's betoch hatanur, that will be Tameh. So Gemara says, v'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold that a mechitza is not matzil kli cheres, and you need Tocho velo tocho to teach me that a kli shetef that's inside a tanur can save what's in it, but a mechitza cannot save it. Hanach, let's read, we'll say, yeah, I don't need a pasuk to teach me about about a piece of food that's wrapped in cement or something, you don't need a riboy to tell me that it's tame. That's pashut misvara. So tocho is still extra to teach me about klei shetef, that you have a kli inside the tanur, that in fact is matzil. Now the Gemara says, you know what? Another stira in Rav. Rav Yosef Bar Ami Rami Shinoi Kodesh Hashinoi Bailu Mumashani. He asks a stira between what Rav holds about a machshava shalol l'shem that karban versus a machshava shalol l'shem that bailim. That miyam Rav chatas shakul l'shem chatas. Does Rav really hold that when you shecht a chatas l'shem karban chatas, that's going to be kosher? But you shecht a chatas l'shem karban ola, that's going to be pasul? Alma de lav mina machriba. Well, a chatas is more similar to a chatas than an ola is to a chatas. So apparently, the further out you go, meaning by bringing in a carbon ola and having a machshava l'shem a carbon ola, that's going to ruin it. That's going to passel it. But the mina lo machriba, that which is the same min. See, this is a little tricky because on Amud Aleph, what we were calling mina was another carbon. But lav mina was beyond that, was outside. Over here, what we're calling lav mina is another carbon because everything's relative. Mina is the same carbon, that it's not from chatas to ola, it's chatas to chatas. So, v'amar Rav, but I didn't Rav tell us chatas sheshachta al misha mechuyav chatas, if you shech the carbon chatas for someone else who's chayav chatas, psula, it's possible because it's for a different bailim, even though he's chayav the same carbon. Al misha mechuyav ola, Sheira, but you shecht the carbon chatas for someone who's not chayv chatas at all. For someone who's chayv an ola, it's kosher. It's not going to be possible midin shinoi bailim. Alma de bar mina machrivba de lav mina lo machrivba. It sounds like only when it's the same min, when it's for someone else who's chayv chatas, that it's going to be ruined. But if it's for someone who's not chayv chatas at all, it's not going to be ruined. So Mishani, Rav Yosef answered, Rav Yosef Barami answered, over there, by Shinoi Kodesh, the psul is because the pasuk says v'shachat osal lechatas v'arei chatas l'shem chatas nishchata. And at the end of the day, you shechted a chatas l'shem chatas, and that's why it's kosher. But hacha, when it comes to Shinoi Bailim, the psul is from the words v'chiper alav ksiv. The pasuk says v'chiper alav, and we darshin. A love velo al chavero. Who is chavero? What does it mean? That his carbon could be mechaper for him, but not for chavero. Who is chavero? Chavero, dum yodidei. Chavero has to be someone who's just like him. Shemechuyev kapara kamosa. That when we specifically say his carbon cannot work for chavero, we mean it cannot work for someone who's just like him, who's mino, who's also chayiv, a carbon chatas. But it can work for someone who's too far out to even be considered chavero, to someone who's chayiv, a carbon ola. Another stira in Rav. Rav Chaviva Rami Shinoi Bailim atoch tocho. Rav Chaviva asks a stira between the din of Shinoi Bailim and the din of toch tocho, umeshani, and he answers the stira. Umiyam Rav chatas shachta al misha mechuyiv chatas psula al misha mechuyiv ola ksheira. Can Rav really say if you shech the carbon chatas for someone else's chayiv chatas, that's no good? But if someone's chayiv and old, it's kosher. Alma de mina machriba de la mina lo machriba. Sounds like it's worse if it's another person who's more similar to him. Va'atanya, but we have a brisa that tells us by a tanur, tocho velo toch tocho, that which is inside of a kli cheres will become tame, but not that which is inside of a kli that's inside of a kli cheres that has tuma. Afilu kli shetef, even if the inner kli is a kli shetef, matzil, it's able to save for the ochel that's inside of it. So you see that even though the kli shetef is not the mino of the tanur, nevertheless it's chotze, it's between the tanur and the food that it's holding, against Rav, who says lav mina lo machrivba. So Mishani, the Gemara answers, arba atocho ksivi. Toch, tocho, toch, tocho. There are four drushes to make from the word tocho, because the pasuk says, v'chol kli cheres shribal mehem el tocho, kol asher bi tocho yitma. So the word tocho appears twice. You could darshan the word toch plus the extra vav at the end of it each time. So how do we darshan the four times it says tocho? Chad l'gufei. One, to teach me the very basic din of a kli cheres, that a kli cheres is metame me'aviro, that the inside of the kli cheres is what you need to look at in terms of the laws of tumah. V'chad l'gzer shava. One of the tocho teaches us about Gzeira Shava, the tumas that the kli becomes tame from Mesheretz, it also says tocha by tumas ochlim through a kli, that just like a kli is metame food that's in the avir without touching it, so too it's it can, the kli itself can become tame from sheretz from a sheretz that's dangling in the avir of the kli without actually touching it. And chad tocha shel zeh v'lo tocha shel acher. One of the tochos teaches me that it's only a kli cheres that can become tame and transmit tuma through the avir, but a kli shetef cannot become tame nor transmit tuma through the avir, only through the touching of the actual walls. The idach, and the fourth tocho teaches us tocho v'lo tocho v'afilu kli shetef matzil, that there's a gzeres hakasuch that tocho, yes, can become tame, but not toch tocho, not something that's inside a kli, that's inside the kli cheres, and even if it's a kli shetef, even if it's not a kli cheres, it's on the inside, it's going to be matzil, it's going to save the food that's inside of it. Okay, we didn't have a chance to say much outside today, just a challenging gemara, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the top of Daf Dalid Amud Aleph.